On today's episode of The Sip, YouTuber and makeup mogul Jeffree Star is here for an uncensored conversation. Hello, you guys, and welcome to another episode of The Sip. I am so excited because we have such a treat for you today. But first, I'm Ryland Adams, of course, joined by my co-host, Lizzie Gordon.
That's me.
I feel like today is all of your dreams coming to fruition in a day.
It's a lot. It's a lot to take in and handle as just one person, really.
Right.
It's enough emotions for at least three individuals, and I am but one woman.
Well, I'm sure you can see by the title, Jeffree Star is joining us in studio for such a raw, candid interview. It's already been done. We did it
before this. It's already been done. I'm still like, you just brought it up, and it's like, am I getting red? Literally got warm again just thinking about it.
It is so very exciting, and I can't wait for you to see it in just a couple of minutes. But first, I did want to genuinely thank you guys for the response of last week's video. It was, oh my gosh, we went back and forth on whether or not it was the right thing to do. And I think with so many people struggling and dealing with loss in 2020, to see all of you come together and feel connected through such a tragedy was a beautiful thing. I mean, this year for everyone has just been so crazy. And that comment section specifically not only made me feel less alone, but helped me so much. And I love to see everyone sharing their stories and joining in on the conversation with their own lives and loving on one another.
It was incredibly sweet and positive. And I just think that that's like one of the beautiful things about the internet is that we can all come together from across the world to hopefully do a little bit of good.
Yeah, I mean,
That's not always the case. So I think that's why it's so particularly exciting. Not exciting might not be the right word, but like it was so touching to see such an outpouring of just pure love.
Yeah, because even with the purest of intentions on the internet, you never know where it will land and how it will be received. And obviously with something so tragic and so delicate, my reservations were that this was going to turn into something that left a toxic stamp on my mind from the situation. Yeah. But thank you, Jesus, that it brought people together. It made people feel less alone. And I think that's exactly what I needed. And from reading the comments, what a lot of other people needed as well. So thank you guys so much. And thank you for joining as well.
It's a pleasure to be by your
side. Sharing your own stories. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Oh my God. Did I have a good Thanksgiving? Well, here's the deal. I had this... And I hate to complain because I do feel blessed and loved, and it was great. My fiance's mom is in town, and my mom came into town for this, and, you know, we quarantined and stayed in different houses and ate outside 6 feet apart.
And they drove.
And they drove here. At one point, after my first bite of the dinner, I swear to God, for a second, I was like, oh God, I have COVID. I can taste nothing. And I just freaked out for a second. And then I pulled my stepdad aside and I was like, hey, man, you know, don't feel bad because I did cook this meal. Is it bland? And he was like, it's the blandest thing I've ever had. So I didn't lose my sense of taste. My meal was flavorless. My entire Thanksgiving spread that I slaved over for 2 days had no flavor whatsoever. And then it got worse because I opened a Diet Coke and I drank it and I was like, this has no flavor either. But it was just one of those like rogue incidents where the Diet Coke just didn't have enough syrup in it. So the whole time I was like, I'm the spreader. This is a spreader thing. I'm spreading. But it's just like the blandest meal I've ever had in my life.
And that is so scary. I know that coronavirus is so serious and it's happening and it's worse than ever. But aside from falling very ill, I think the scariest long-term effect is losing your taste for possibly forever.
Losing your taste and then losing your smell. And I've seen on TikTok, okay, I get it. I get a lot of my information from TikTok for a 30-year-old woman, but it's real sometimes. So a lot of people are having this new thing where after their sense of smell comes back, mm-hmm. they get this horrible chemical rotten smell that like lingers.
Yeah, the last coronavirus test I got right before Thanksgiving, the nurse that gave me my nose swab said that that was happening for her.
Yeah.
And it's just like, what?
That sucks.
Shane had coronavirus before we knew about coronavirus.
Before it was cool. Before everyone was doing it.
You can't joke about coronavirus.
I'm not laughing.
And because we got the antibody test way later. And so he had it a long time ago. But he had vertigo for the first time as a result, as an after effect.
Yeah.
And now he's always had misophonia, which is, do you know what that is?
No.
It's the people chewing in any regards or even loud swallows or anything send off like flight or flight in his brain and makes him like so physically angry. And it's a real thing. Some people think that it's not.
Oh my God.
But because of the coronavirus, and it's like an inner ear thing, I guess.
Yeah.
It's made his just escalate to another level, and he like has to excuse himself.
Jesus.
And so we're trying to find
some peace within the holidays where tensions are already high. Like, I get it.
And my family couldn't come. They had to cancel because flying was just off the table, especially with my grandma being an 80-year-old woman. We want to take all precautions.
Yeah.
So my mom always comes here and cooks my dinner.
Oh.
So I had to take it upon myself to figure out how to feed the rest of the family.
What a task.
And I can't cook. I'm actually shocked because you're always sending me photos of
I'm a great cook.
Yes.
I'm a great cook.
She texts me a photo almost every night bragging about how delicious her food is. And I'm like, okay, well, you're not close enough to give me some. So please just don't send me the photo.
The saddest thing is I had hit up some of my friends like, yo, I'll bring you a plate. Because, like, you know, I also love to brag because, like, what's the point of doing something well if other people aren't lauding your existence? And I had to text them and I was like, honestly, I'm mortified. I cannot bring you a plate because this is dog shit. This is bland dog shit.
Well, I took it upon myself to go to one of these fancy grocery stores in LA a week ahead of time and order their pre-cooked delicious food.
Ooh.
And I was like, look at me taking this into my own hands.
What grocery store?
Bristol Farms.
Damn.
Yeah, I went all the way off because I have no business in the kitchen if you've seen any of my cooking videos.
I have. And I'm dying to teach you how to use a knife that's not a bread knife.
Well, after your Thanksgiving fiasco, I don't know if I want your advice.
Oh my God, that's rude. Too soon.
So everything's already cooked, fully cooked. It just says you need to reheat the turkey. 8 minutes for every pound. And I have this sucker in there for over an hour. When I pull it out, it's still like bright pink and looks raw. It's like they dubbed me and I got a raw turkey. I ruined Thanksgiving. Duped me. And so we just keep leaving it in. And then Morgan's like Googling, well, if it's a smoked turkey, then it is more pink. And then we cut it up and put it back in so that maybe it would cook faster. But then it was so dry that Shane had to Postmate turkey from Denny's.
No.
So that's...
But that was probably good and salty. That probably had flavors.
It was delicious. Wow. Okay, with that, you guys, Jeffree Star is here. And I really do love this conversation. I thought it was so much fun. We really get going, so.
Yeah, I mean, I left and I was like, I did.
You did.
Should we
edit
it out? You
talked about your masturbatory
fantasy. We got to cut that out. It doesn't make sense to people. It's nobody's business. I was scared. I just felt like I wanted to.
To stop Jeffree in his tracks, to like stumble him over his words because of your visualization about your masturbation fantasies.
The worst part is I honestly thought that would be super relatable. Yeah. Like I've been thinking this like every time we have a guest, I'm like, I should remember to ask them what their like first masturbatory fantasy was.
Mm.
I bet everybody had a really weird one.
All right. Well, with that, here is our Jeffree Star interview. Audio. Okay.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Sick. One take, two common mark.
We're recording.
You're so beautiful. It's ridiculous.
Thank you.
All right. I like to give a little intro.
Okay.
So if any of your intro is incorrect or it's not something that you love, just let me know. All right, you guys. He's a makeup mogul who founded Jeffree Star Cosmetics. He rose to fame back on MySpace before being internet famous was even a thing, and Forbes crowned him the fifth highest paid YouTube star in 2018, raking in $18 million from YouTube alone that year. He's always supported my family and I. We love him so much. Jeffree Star is
Hello. Wow, thanks. Hi, guys.
Was that sufficient enough for you? Did I miss anything that is crucial?
No, my ego's full. I'm feeling sickening.
Jeffree, I've been so excited to meet you. It's literally pathetic. When I told my roommate that you were going to be here today, he's like, wait, that's huge for you. And I was like, I know.
Oh, my God.
I was like, maybe Rylan can call him in advance and ask him to say, oh, yes, Miss Mama to me.
She's been thinking this in advance. So like if you can organically throughout this episode.
Anytime it feels right, it doesn't have to be right now because I might have a heart attack.
Miss Mama, because
we'll serve you up.
She never misses an upload. I'm sure she has post notifications on for when you post
an Instagram photo. Love it. Okay. We'll give you a few today.
You look gorgeous. I'm glad that you wore a slumber-esque.
Just a little slumber party moment. I want to be really comfy, but I always feel like I'm home when I'm here.
Right. Well, I don't mean to be a downer when we first jump into this episode, but Shane and I have been really going through it the past week because we've lost one of our animals. And while we've been finding clarity throughout all of that, I kind of wanted to get some insight from you because nobody loves animals, A, more than you, and B, you've dealt with tragic losses in the past year, not just one, but two. So I wanted to know how you coped with it, how you made sense of it, and like how you moved forward.
Oh my God. That it's so hard because animals are just so pure, right? Like I want to make a joke like about, you know, people versus animals, but animals are just so loving. They really never do anything bad. You know what I mean? And they just love you so much. So when I lost my first dog, it was so traumatic. And I think I'm still traumatized by it, honestly. And I still haven't fully processed it. Like it's been a year since she died. And then when the second dog passed away, I don't even know. I think the only thing that kept me like alive was creating what me and Shane were doing at the moment and working on Conspiracy, because if I wasn't doing anything, I don't know. I was just drowning in sadness. I don't want to say depression, but after Daddy passed away, it was like full depression. So creating got me out of that rut, but I don't know. I don't think I'll ever be the same.
Right.
Like it still hurts. And you know, recently I finally sold the pink house that we all went to and lived and loved in. And I sat outside and I just paced the yard where they were. And I just cried for an hour. I was like, I made everyone just leave me alone. And I just like cried and I sat in that pink chair and it's so faded from the sun now. It almost looks white. And I just sat there and I just like sobbed and it like all really, really hit me again. So it comes in waves.
Do you see your dogs in dreams? Do you feel their presence? How does a year later, opposed to when it just happened, are you still, or does it just hit you sometimes and you do you start full on screaming?
All of the above. I think it's good that I have so many and that they're all like best friends. Right. So when I see like, you know, Delicious and Drama were best friends with Daddy. So just to have them around, it still feels good, but it's, I'll never forget their barks. Like I can hear it in my sleep. I can close my eyes and hear their different sounds. And I still miss them every single day, more so than like even some family members that have passed away. I know that sounds maybe fucked up or dark, but I don't know. I think when people really hurt you, like some of my family, I don't miss them as much as Diamond or Daddy. You know what I mean? That may sound wrong, but I don't know that they're just so loving. So I don't know.
Like
And I just can't believe you guys are going through this right now. It's like so devastating because there's never a right time for anything to happen. So it's just like such a shocker. And I'm just like, oh, I just really feel what you're going through.
Yeah. I was curious about how your other pets were grieved the loss of your other animals. Did you notice that they felt the other dogs were gone?
So everyone has a different way of doing things, right? In their household. When Diamond passed away, she was taken to the hospital, right? Remember, we were out of the country. It was so devastating.
For both.
Yeah. So they were trying to revive her. But so when she passed away, me and Nate at the time, we felt it was right to bring her back home the same day, like just, you know, hours, because, you know, we flew in later that night, and to show all the dogs. And, you know, we wrapped her up in a blanket and we let all the dogs smell her.
Gosh.
And we let them all spend time with her. And a few of them, like Diva was so devastated, and they knew, like they know, you know what I mean? And, but we felt it was right for them to know. So when Daddy passed away, we did the same thing. And it was like, it hit a few of them, I think, even harder. And I felt
it was too soon, especially.
It was like in May and then in October. Like, it was so horrible. And yeah, like drama wouldn't leave Daddy's side when we had him at the house. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It was so sad. So you guys want to hear something even more sad? So Daddy's anniversary of being gone was early October. Mm-hmm. And when both of them passed away, I cut some fur off of them, like just to save, right? Daddy had the most iconic tail. So I took a huge piece of it and I saved it in these like plastic sealed Ziplocs. So I opened it for the first time and I let the dog smell him.
Oh.
And they were freaking out, and drama started like whimpering and crying, and Delicious ran all over the house searching for him. And I was just like, it was like beautiful, but so sad at the same time. And they just were just like, they thought he was like back.
Yeah.
You know, so I almost felt guilty, but I just felt like it was right. And we all, you know, we celebrated his life, and, but it was so hard to see them. Like they knew mm-hmm. instantly. And it was, I don't know. It was rough.
How did you know it was time to get new dogs? Because now you have two beautiful new puppies.
Yeah.
So cute.
Animals are just so loving. So I wasn't trying to, like, you know, cover up sadness with love. I just felt like in my heart that it was time. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then after, you know, I lost two dogs and hi, 5-year relationship breakup. So there was just so much loss. But my heart, it's still big. It wanted to love more. And I just love dogs so much. So when I found out that Drama's mother was pregnant, I was like, oh my God, maybe it's life telling me, you know, it's time. So when there was, I didn't mean to get two at all. I always dreamed of having I wanted a brown chocolate Pomeranian, right? That's what dessert is. And when she told me, hey, you know, Daddy, so when Daddy was born, he had a brother and a sister.
Mm-hmm.
And his brother impregnated another dog. So Dominatrix is his niece. And I was like, just the fact that I could have like a piece of him, you know what I mean? Like
that's
his
so
bloodline.
Special. Yeah.
It just felt right. So I got two dogs and they're the best. They were born on Valentine's, which is the coolest birthday.
That's super cute.
Hi, Aquarius. And, they're the best. I'm obsessed with them.
Right. Well, I don't want to stay on sad things for too long, but 2020 has also...
Oh, 2020 has been sad.
It's tried everyone.
Everyone and everything. And there's been so much craziness, devastation, the world, the planet's a wreck. And everything's changed. Our routines, our daily lives, the whole world.
Yeah. And I was curious because I wanted to know throughout all of drama, which is so petty on the internet, but for you, like, I know Shane and I could take a moment. We took a breath. We stopped working for a while, really, like, got to reflect and decide how we wanted to move forward. And I think for someone like you, it's not really an option when you have hundreds of employees and different launches piling up that you have to carry on.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
How did you push through? And I mean,
he's like blunt.
I went on a 30-day medical leave and I came back. No, it was, it's crazy because you don't just get to, I couldn't just like turn off my brand and walk away. Not that I ever wanted to do that. But I think when everything happened this summer, it was just all so crazy. It was just a lot. It was so mentally draining and crazy. And it was traumatic, right? So I was inspired by all the people on my team that wanted to, you know, I think without them, I don't know where I'd be right now, right?
Yeah.
But my entire staff and team really came behind me, and they're like, you know, they were showing their love and how they really believed in me. And we've been creating so many ideas for, you know, for years. There's mm-hmm. some formulas and things that we worked on for years. So I couldn't just say, hey, all of it's over. Like, we're just going to come back when I'm feeling okay. So they kind of helped me really push through and get over those hard feelings. But it was rough.
Yeah.
I think there's also something that's really easy to forget when you're being attacked on such a public scale by so many people, that there's also a huge amount of people who love you.
Yes. And for some reason you forget.
It's so easy because they're not as loud because they get shut down or whatever. But
it's scarier to defend as well.
Yeah.
It is. And I guess the level of hate, right? Let's be really transparent. Yeah. I had never experienced that before.
It's a lot.
Well, bitch. That's why.
bitch. It was rough. Instead of waking up and being like, yes, bitch, we live for you, work. It was like, kill yourself. You're the, like, this, the most heinous things. I've heard it all.
Right.
But to continuously hear that over and over and over. And it was just so crazy. And I'm like, this is crazy. So the new normal became aggressive, like mental abuse. But I'm not trying to say that for sympathy. You know, people were always going to say la, 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 la. I'm just letting you know what was going on.
Well, and that's more so why I was curious is how you could creatively push forward when you know that the result is so brutal. Because I'm assuming I get a fraction of the hate that maybe you or Shane gets. And sometimes I have to reevaluate, is this something I want to push forward and do? Is it healthy?
And yes.
Why would it be fun to create something? Like, say you have a creative idea that you're so passionate about. How do you execute it knowing that the result is going to be met with so much hatred?
Yeah.
And were you ever like, I don't know, I might just go to the property I bought in Wyoming, stay there forever and sell my brand?
Definitely thought about that. But I just maybe this morning. No, but my brand is my entire life. And I think it's crazy when people, I think now anything we do, there's like kind of negativity to it, or people want to make it something, right? But I don't, to me, it was never an option. Mm-hmm. But I do have a brand. We have a lot of employees and they really do count on me to eat and pay their rent and their families, you know? So I persevered and pushed through it, and the brand has been really great, but personally and emotionally, it's been a roller coaster.
Switching gears to something more lighthearted and positive, you're talking about your friends and family. Yeah. What does somebody get you for Christmas? Because you have...
Oh. Yeah, what's on your list?
And are your friends and family like shook the pressure?
I think sometimes, but I love like silly things. Like I like cards. That may sound dumb, but like a really funny ass card with a really cute, well thought out handwritten note. I like that.
Oh, I thought you meant like playing cards. Like,
like a real, like a funny ass card where you go to the store and you spend like 30 minutes in the aisle finding me like the banger.
I like that.
I love flowers. I'm always, you know, I'm a little Christian girl. But I like homemade stuff, or someone that makes something from the heart, or...
You'll buy your own Louis Vuitton. Something thoughtful.
That's the last thing I fucking need is more Louis. Like I don't want that at all.
I'm like an emotional hoarder though. So when I get something that's hella meaningful, like a card, I'm like, well, I have to save this for the next 89 years.
I do that. I have a box of everything.
Well, I'm sure you have multiple rooms in your house to store it.
Yeah.
like get me food, something I can digest and get rid of in a clean way.
Yeah, anytime anyone's ever written me a note or a letter, like I went to asthma camp in sixth grade.
No.
And my grandparents would write me letters and I have them all saved.
That's so sweet. Asthma camp.
Yeah,
we're supposed to be talking about fun things.
Asthma camp was sickening.
Oh yeah?
What does one do at asthma camp?
Try to not be embarrassed that you have asthma. And everyone knows they're a flop and we can all barely exercise. So it was cool. Yeah.
I guess it gets you off the hook from exercising though.
Yes, no one had to. And I remember that moment. I don't know why, but Alanis Morissette's first album came out, mm-hmm. Jagged Little Pill. We're really going left field here. And I remember just playing Hand in My Pocket, and it was sickening.
Yeah.
With my little headphones and my CD, the spinner.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Are you a holidays person? Like, do you get excited, and what do you do for the holidays?
Well, now that I'm in my new home, remember I moved in last year, it was like December, and I didn't really get to fully enjoy Christmas because I was too busy crying from being single.
Oh my God.
That look on your face was sickening.
If I look back at your past 12 months, I don't know how you're still standing, honestly. So this is a miracle.
I'm standing in full Louis.
And this strength is so great.
No, I'm feeling really good. I love the holidays, honestly. I think it's really fun. It's very family oriented, which I don't have. But I'm excited to have a really massive tree.
Oh my gosh.
Like my house, it's fucking big, girl. It's big. Like, so to enjoy Christmas, because last time we were moving in and someone is moving out. So before moving in, and it was a lot. not. And
well, okay. Yeah. With your house, it's got to be the most expensive YouTuber house out there. I don't know if it's a fact.
I'm going to toot my own horn. I think it is.
And with that, I have nightmares for you about what that means monthly.
What do you mean nightmares?
Because stop. I know our house, like the amount.
What's your electric bill?
I don't even know what our electric bill is.
Yes, you do. What is it?
The shrugs happening on
but
this set
I mean,
right
like
now.
Our gardener.
I know, everyone at home is going to roll their
person,
eyes.
Yeah. Our, like the monthly cost of owning a house, problems that happen. What is maintenance and like for your, it's got to be over $100,000 a month. And that makes me want to pass out.
Oh, I don't think so. What is a normal what is a normal electric bill in LA? For
like
a
normal, I honestly, I don't even know.
I just want to know. I'm not trying to be
one.
Funny, but like.
Well, hit us with your electric bill.
No, what's yours?
Well, mine's stacked on itself. So it's like $5,000. And I don't know how long it's been because like low key, I don't pay my electric bill. Like my man's
I think
pays
probably
my electric
like
bill.
$1,200 a month during the summer with AC.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to do the math. Well, like for me, electric normally is like $12,000 a month.
That's
bill.
A lifestyle.
Yeah. And then the gas bill is like $4,000 a month because I always have the fireplace going and we cook a lot. We do cook a lot.
You do? That's actually something I wouldn't have thought. I thought you ate a lot of like Taco Bell and stuff. What do you cook? What's your favorite thing to cook?
Well, we're going to dive into that because, well, I was going to announce this on my channel. We're filming like a whole thing, but no, it's good. I stopped eating fast food. Really? Yeah.
Hot damn. I know.
That was your every meal.
Yeah.
It was a big part of it. Yeah.
And so What was the sudden change? Or is it because you want to have an epic body transformation?
Kind of that. Like behind these clothes, I've been gaining a little weight finally. Because I just could never gain weight.
Yeah.
But that adds on another expense. Personal trainer, the maid, the dog nanny, the 3 security guards, the pool people, the gardener.
Which is $100,000 a month. It's got to be.
Yeah, you might be right. Because then there's the facialist, the muscle massage therapist, the nails,
the
nails,
hair,
the wigs,
yeah,
the makeup, the tailor that comes to the house.
The dog.
And so sometimes I
6 dogs,
yeah,
a few boyfriends.
And those are expensive.
Allegedly they are, I guess. I pay all mine. I don't know. But monthly, yeah, it's expensive. But my mortgage is really low. Unlike a lot of YouTubers, paid for my house. Yeah.
How much of that house do you utilize?
All of it.
Really?
I swear to God. I know when you first saw it, you're like, Jesus Christ, this is so big. But when you're actually living in it, it's like, it's not, I mean, it's big.
Yeah. Right. But I know you have a lot of people living there too.
Kind of. Here and there. But no, you just get so accustomed to it and it's just really easy. But sometimes, you know, if you like want to go to the spa and you're in the kitchen, oof, bitch, like,
that's a trip.
You got to get a little segue.
That's a trip, girl. Like, I don't know if I have enough calories to go from A to B, but we may stop at A and a half.
Yeah. How's your theater? I'm so sorry.
Oh my
God.
Your
movie
theater. I still haven't been invited over for a movie night and I'm just waiting to sit in that movie theater.
Oh my God. Speaking of an employee's trying to get through my gate.
They better not.
Hello.
Can you have Louis Vuitton down here?
Oh, yes. Please send them on through. Thank you. That's not the chef. That is a delivery from Louis Vuitton.
When you say when you say you cook a lot, is that a chef that cooks a lot or you that cook a lot?
I have never cooked before. So when you, any potential people that want to fuck or date me, the chef will be cooking your meals, not me, but I will suck you the best you've ever had in your life. That's a given. I think we all know that by now. But the chef, she's sickening. Her name's Janae. She's iconic. And she even does for like shoots, like we shot Blood Money at the mansion. Mm-hmm. Her and her team cook 3 meals. And she's making me eat a lot healthier. We have like a whole team now.
Wow. Okay, so speaking of sucking the best, don't tell me, you like enjoy the process of sucking dick.
Obsessed.
Wow.
Yeah, like besides applying makeup and making money, I love sucking.
Okay, well then why wouldn't you marry making money and sex into OnlyFans? I feel like that might be a bigger boom for you than most business ventures.
Listen, should we be really transparent today?
Yeah,
please.
Okay, so I don't know if I'm ever going to start one. Maybe I'll do my own website or something, but I'm just such a sexual person in general, right? I'm a Scorpio. Like I just love adventures. So recently in the last 3 months, I've been hanging out with a few people and we've just been shooting some fun only Jeffrey content.
Wow.
So it's not even solo. It's full on.
Yeah. Do you want to see?
Yeah. Kinda,
do you want to see a sneak peek? We can't show it on camera.
Oh my God.
I'll show you. Do you want to see it?
Yeah.
But it's more like doing things in fun, interesting spots. Like I'm sucking dick on the private jet with my, yeah, like you feel me?
My jaw just literally popped.
Oh,
God damn.
This man's penis.
That's not real.
That looks like a sex toy.
Yeah, that looks like it couldn't possibly be a human penis.
And the, oh my God, this photo's iconic with the clouds in the back the and the jeeps.
Baby, with the dick in my mouth. Listen, with the dick in my mouth and the clouds behind me, bitch, it's iconic. You want to see for real?
The clouds behind me. You're screaming. No, that's the craziest penis I've ever seen.
Yeah. Is this one of your potential suitors?
You can look, please.
He's a friend.
Yeah, camera guy's looking. Chris is looking.
We're doing dick reviews.
He's nodding. We're getting nods, some shrugs.
I like to think outside the box. So like, you know, I like this watch specifically, right? She's just living her life, honey.
Stop.
Oh my God, the watch is tight
around it.
His dick was so thick.
That is a big dick, dude.
I only like big. I gotta be honest. So this watch was fully around at the base while I was sucking it because it looks good with the flash on, all the diamonds shining.
Does look nice.
And no one's ever done that. And don't steal my ideas before my fucking shit drops, you little hoes.
How much is that watch?
Oh, it's like a little, like, what, 125,000?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Watch people start faking it.
But yeah, there's some good... Oh, God, it's just so hot.
Oh my God.
Oh, my God.
Jeffrey, yeah. You look good.
Thanks, sweetie.
That is cute.
His dick is just, girl.
His dick is going outside of your ass. So
I love like hearing you say that.
Well, I'm trying to explain because I'm assuming we can't... Yeah, perfectly.
Oh, my God, look at my wig.
did these men live with you? Is this your boyfriend?
No, oh my God, no guys live with me. Oh my, let's talk about that.
I want to talk about trust and how.
What trust?
What trust? I was gonna say
these pictures. Just for the record, these pictures are on my phone. They're all okayed by these dudes, obviously.
Right.
There's no secret pictures. They're taking them clearly from the angles. And.
Well, okay, so you talked about your breakup. You thought you were moving into this house with a partner. Plot twist.
Surprise!
No longer. It's hard for me to trust friends.
Surprise!
How do you trust...
You're a single bitch.
How do you trust employees? And furthermore, where do you even go looking for a boyfriend if that's something you're looking for?
Yeah, trust is really hard to find. Employees, mainly, no employee has really ever fucked me over. I mean, I know there's... Everyone knows what an NDA is at this point. If you don't, you sign a very long piece of paper.
Yeah.
Meaning you can't talk about your work or the person, the celebrity that you work for in any capacity. If they try to sell a story, you could obviously block it. Like if one of my employees was like, hey, TMZ, Jeffrey did this today, or they lied, they can't publish it because...
You have an NDA.
Like TMZ
can't.
Yeah.
But with dudes, I've learned now, do you really want to know? So anyone that sleeps with me, they sign an NDA.
Yeah, I mean...
Like before you... even get like a drop of spit from my mouth on your dick, you're signing the form.
Before you even make eye contact.
Yeah.
I can just imagine the assistant like walking over, handing the papers, and then like, Jeffrey, we'll see you now.
It's mandatory though.
And now it's getting so expensive to fuck. You got to do COVID tests minus STDs.
Oh,
clearly,
fine.
It's like now you got to add on the extra test, girl. Like fuck. Like the urine and blood wasn't enough. Now you got to go swab, girl.
Where does somebody meet Jeffree Star? Like where can you find a potential suitor?
Well, now that Craigslist is shut down, you can find me.
Craigslist is shut down?
Well, the part where you can meet people for
men
sex.
Men seeking men?
Yeah. That's been out for that's 2 years, baby. Thank God my brand worked.
God.
You slipped right under that deadline.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I did not know that was no longer a thing.
It's over. Yeah. And then Backpage got taken down. But Backpage Pro is going to be, I think, popping soon. So maybe I'll make a return. I've met people just from like being out or honestly Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And would you ever sell your dick photo?
No. I mean, sell it. I mean, I think if I'm doing porn videos, like you're probably going to see it all, right?
Right.
Maybe you won't. Maybe it's always a mystery.
That's some hot business. And do you know how much money you would make when you finally released the dick?
I know. But
like that's...
But I got to be honest. I have a pussy. And do you want to know something? It's right here. What if this whole time you don't... We'll never know, right?
Yeah, we would never know.
Until it drops. Like, what if this whole... I never wanted breasts because it ruined my tattoos, but bitch, my pussy's snatched. Stop. Like, for real, my labia minora has so many Swarovskis on it, bitch. Like, when I pee, it, like, glitters on the when it hits the toilet.
I love this.
How do you...
but I don't have a period. You feel me?
But if you wanted one, you could.
I could pay for one.
Yeah.
I could put some blood capsules from Halloween and go...
Go and crazy.
Let it leak.
It's your dream.
Miss Leaky Leaks, Miss Isha the La Candela girl. Yes, girl. Yes.
How have you always been so confidently you in your gender and identity? Because you don't really make
fuck
it something.
Fuck if I know.
You don't really make it your brand. Like, but I feel like you're just, you're so confident in existing as you.
Yeah. I don't know why I was always just really turned off by labels. Like, I think from MySpace up until maybe even 2 or 3 years ago, I'm not kidding you. Every day, are you a guy or a girl?
Yeah.
And now that the whole world is kind of more open-minded and everyone knows about, you know, transgender people and different type of like names and pronouns. I mean, there's just so many terms, mm-hmm. right? And I think as more and more people get educated, more people may want to label themselves something, but I'm just always going to be Jeffrey. Like, I've had sex with guys, girls, and I just don't care. So I just live me, and I just never want to like put another label, you know?
All right.
I'm easy.
I've never understood why that changes or obviously, I'm a cisgender woman, so it's easy for me to say I've never understood that. But every person I meet is a person that I meet.
Yes.
And my first thought isn't like, who do you fuck and how do you identify? Like, but that's not my first thought.
Sadly. It's like, I always get people like, what do you have under your pants? Like, every day on my, like, every comment would always have something to do with gender in between all the like positivity, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And well, you were like, really trailblazing, crossing the line, I guess, like blurring the line
lines a lot, yeah.
before I think really anybody else had done so.
Yeah.
Speaking of your big house, are there any spirits in it? Is it haunted? What's the history of your house?
There was a ghost of a child in the garage for like a month, or 2 months, but she's gone. And I don't understand why she left.
Why is Shane gasping?
Why are you gasping? Oh my God, I did. If you have it, you could insert it if that's a thing.
Yeah.
Insert me.
Wait, I want to see the video.
But yes, there was my security guard, Colin, who you know from our series, he caught it on camera and it was very real.
I'm
like,
so
you know, come on, we all know I was like, oh, got it. And then a few months later, gone. And it's just pure.
Did you do anything or did you just not pay it much mind?
I had like a... like a spiritual advisor person. They had like a full moon and they like prayed and had a whole ceremony and we like did a whole thing at my house. And then we fully saged it and had a moment.
Yeah.
And I felt nothing but good energy. And then it wasn't negative energy either. Right. It was just like a little eerie and kind of cold down there, but now it's not.
That's nice.
I imagine it was playing in your arcade that's down there.
Yes, it was next to one of the cars and I'm like, did someone die in this? But the car wasn't used.
Yeah. Did you do any property research? Like, did you find out who she was or?
No, there was no one that died in the house. So I don't know if it's from, I don't know. It was the weirdest thing.
And do ghosts follow you in general or do you think about that at all ever?
No.
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah.
I have an incoming
ghost video.
I don't even know if I want to see it. Like, let's know if I want to know.
We have an incoming ghost alert.
Okay. We're watching. Wait. Where was it? Hold on. Bottom left.
Oh my God.
Jeffrey, I wish I hadn't fucking watched that.
Fucking
I feel like I just
me.
Welcomed that shit into my life and I might start crying.
Stop.
I've never seen actual evidence that's more clear in my life. I'm a non-ghost believer. I believe in angels now, but I don't believe ghosts. That's something you can't fake. It's fucking walking.
I'm literally on the brink of crying right now. I'm not the one that you hit with this shit. Like the Peter Please Answer stuff made me sent me through a wall.
Oh my God. You can't, that's something you can't visually deny.
I know.
If you go slow, like if you start slow,
you can see
you can see the shape and also it gets bigger and then it dissipates.
No, bitch.
That is the most eerie thing I have ever seen.
You sent me that.
Oh God.
I saw the ghost in my house.
I have to fucking go.
Yeah, because after a few months it was gone. So it's been gone since a month after that text.
Wow.
That's crazy,
you didn't
right?
feel a negative energy.
I honestly didn't. Or I would be like,
wait, send your spirit circle squad over to my house.
Okay. Come on, Ghostbusters.
I'm fucking scared.
But yeah, Colin was really shook. Like, he was shook when he played me the playback. I was expecting to see, like, I don't know. We don't have burglars ever, right, but like, I don't know what.
Wow. Tell me about your dreams when you were a kid versus how they panned out now.
And
like, what did you envision? What did you envision yourself being as a child?
Oh my God. You know what's so funny? For some reason in sixth grade, I liked to baked a lot with my grandparents, right? Mm-hmm. My mom was busy being drunk. My grandparents were helping to raise me. So we would bake a lot. So when, for some reason in sixth grade, it was like the question of, what do you want to be when you grow up? Mm-hmm. And I put down a baker. And then I also wrote porn star.
Stop.
Why did I do that? And then I erased it and I have a copy of it and you could see the like eraser mark. No, that's a really true story. I'm also being silly. But
you love sweets still to this day. Like,
yeah, that's why I just made cookie cutters. I'm like obsessed with sugar and desserts. And
sometimes I want to eat your makeup. Like whenever I spray your setting spray, I'm just...
Well, your holiday collection of stuff that isn't even makeup related, all of it.
I just love home goods.
Beautiful.
I'm turning very domestic. But I always had dreams of honestly being a makeup artist. And that was like one of my big goals was to do makeup on celebrities. I never knew any of this would happen.
Right.
And I was always insecure in my music career days of starting a makeup brand. Like, why didn't I do it at the peak of MySpace either, right? I know it's all timing and a place, but I wasn't ready and I wasn't secure enough. I was so insecure about it. I don't think I fully believed I could pull it off. So the fact that we're 6 years old now, how?
I mean, that's
how?
It's crazy.
Yeah. And that's something I think a lot, I mean, somebody as successful as you, I think probably gets a lot of hate, especially in 2020. But I think what people forget is that you didn't have an advantage over the next person to create
Zero.
What you've become.
Yeah.
And for someone like me who waited tables for 6 years before I was able to become anything myself, I think it's so inspiring to see stories like yours.
Yes.
And I wish more people would take it as, oh my gosh, look what's possible if you truly believe in something.
100%. Like when you create magic from dirt, it's like all I want to do is inspire people. And I think that's always been my underlining goal is like if I could do it, this little kid from Orange County that had nothing and the craziest past, then literally anything is possible. And I think that 2020 has made a lot of people hopeless, sadly. So it's like, how do we really re-inspire people that are really going through it? Because there's just been so much chaos. Mm-hmm. So many people's lives have been disrupted. And it's just like, how do you re-inspire our culture to get back on a more positive light? You know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No one, yeah.
Well, I mean, I think
we're on the right track, right?
I agree. I think like as much as like I've gleaned from your experience, like walking the walk is a big part of it. Like I try really hard to always be positive and to not manifest like a negative thing or whatever, but.
Love that. Tell me, do you have any regrets with a specific collection that you've dropped?
Ooh, regrets?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, honestly, oh my God. I maybe regrets where I maybe would have like added or changed one shade or wish I maybe would have had a little more, but never really any regrets. Oh my God. I had a collaboration with a really big company.
Mm-hmm.
We signed a lot of NDAs. They were a massive corporation and they actually did some really shady things as a company themselves this year. And I canceled the collab. I know everyone would expect a company to cancel on me by Morphe, but I did not. I make everything that maybe hurts me into a joke as well. I think it helps me heal. But yeah, having a really close business partner separate from you is very... it's devastating. You know what I mean? It's crazy. So, you know, it is what it is. And I always wish them the best. And it's not like, you know, we didn't have a horrible breakup. It's just, it was a decision that they made as a corporation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's not just two people owning the company anymore. They, you know, they sold their, you know, so they have a bunch of people behind them now. That,
Lizzie,
you know,
tells me that all the time too, is like anyone that you part ways with, you just have to sincerely wish them the best and keep it moving for yourself.
Yeah, there's no animosity. We created two iconic collections together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And people still use those brushes in my palette every single day. And I love it. I repost and share people using it and I'm never ashamed of it. Like they're sickening.
Yeah. And I will say, all toot your own horn. I know for a fact that you were, because of a product you brought into their brand, had their highest day in sales ever.
And I'm so proud of that. Yeah, honestly.
That's something like, to be proud of.
For me and Shane to give a company their biggest sales day is something I'll be proud of forever. Like, mm-hmm. that's so cool. Like, everything. Like, when we had our anniversary of Conspiracy, I rewatched the last two episodes and it's just like, oh my God. And just feels like, I feel like when we were in the mall, it almost feels like 5 years ago and it was like a year only,
yeah.
which is so crazy because so much has happened. But yeah.
Well, you've reached such success. What is your dream collab moving forward or dream career moment? Like what is it for
I'm
you?
Affordable.
Oh.
For anything.
I can be. But can I tell you that it's happening? It was my dream to collaborate with an author and write an autobiography.
Stop.
So I really have maybe said this in like an Instagram caption, but I've been writing the Jeffree Star autobiography.
Wow.
Sick.
From like my mom pregnant with me till now. It's
a story.
Yeah, I don't even know much about your childhood and I've been around you a lot. So.
And I got to, I don't know, I probably can't say who I'm doing it with yet, but it's with someone I've respected forever because I'm such a reader. You know, I have I've had a library in every home or apartment that I've ever, like I built a library in my shitty little apartment that me and Shane visited and it's like, I'm obsessed with reading. So to collab with someone, which we'll announce soon, it's just like, oh my God. So it's going to come out next year. We interviewed a lot of my family and my mom shared things with me about my childhood and my father who passed away and so many things I didn't know. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I guess you're finally ready to hear it. And I was just like, got it. And she let out so many demons. It was really healing for her, honestly, you know, but that was always a dream of mine is to put out a book. And it's happening.
Wow.
So hi. and you know me, it's not going to be some bullshit. It's going to be beautiful.
Yeah.
Amazing. Raw. Yeah. Raw.
Is it like a regular book or is it going to be like a coffee table book with massive pictures and
like a hybrid of both.
Nice.
Yeah.
I really like that.
I'm so excited.
I am too. I love those style of books. I love Jenna Jameson's memoir.
Yes.
All of them are very interesting to me.
I love memoirs.
What about your nighttime dreams? Do you have any recurring figures?
Only fans, honestly. Like, if I could just...
I know you're like, you're not like, or you're also like, dreaming about sucking dick when you fall asleep.
Yeah, like, if I could just... Like, the fact that you could give head and people would watch and pay is so sickening to me because I do that all the time anyway.
Oh, I have like a really random out of left field question.
Okay.
Do you remember like jacking off when as a child and like did you ever have like what was your funny childhood masturbatory fantasy or what was your pre-adult
you know or what even I mean? The first time like do you remember the first time sorry to
what first time
all
what?
The above
yeah
start with Lizzie's
let's start okay where are we starting sucking jacking coming thinking
no
squirting.
Like fantasy like I used to do this thing where I would take a handheld mirror and put it in my mouth and pretend like I had a Siamese twin on the bottom half of my face and me and the guy were having like a secret rendezvous while she was sleeping. Nobody else did that?
I don't think we understand.
I'm absorbing.
Take it in.
I have my first threesome at 12.
Damn.
That's in the book.
Cool.
Yeah.
Mine's
and
different.
I also, like, I gave head for the first time in seventh grade. And I recently, which this would be such a good video, but I found him. And
Yeah. And he's doing well.
But so what was the question? Because you're in the mouth thing got me.
Yeah, I'm confused about your escapade.
I'll
as
show
well.
You at the Jeffree Star mirror later.
Okay. Do you remember the first time like you discovered jacking off?
Yeah, that's basically what it is. And then did you have like some fantasy about it?
Because I do. I didn't know. And then like my brother and my cousin told us. And then we all like went to different corners of the room because we didn't know what it was. So then we were just like
calling the corners like the craft. I'm gagged. I always would like mess around with other boys. Like we were always just curious. But I always knew that I liked guys and girls probably by like fifth grade.
Oh, wow.
Not wild. Yeah. But I loved, like, to me, the first porn I saw was, like, fitness magazines in, like, fifth or sixth grade and, like, the grocery store of, like, mm-hmm. them all just basically naked.
Right. And with those like leotards that go up everything.
I liked more of the just normal underwear. Yeah. Oh. The Bo Rat moment is not for me.
That didn't work for her.
I liked the underwear section of the Sunday paper, like in the Macy's.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Why are you uploading on Instagram TV? Are you sick of YouTube? Are you going to stay living on YouTube?
Yeah. That's a really good question. I think that after the summer, already before that, right, with the dogs passing and then me and Nathan and everything, it was just a lot. And it kind of took the wind out of my sails and it took the wind out of the creativity. Like, me and Shane had such a huge moment and then things started to just, you know, we had such a high and then bam, you know, life is aggressive always. And I had a lot of lows. So it just kind of took away my spark. Like, I dedicated 5 years. Like, remember, I was doing 3 makeup reviews and tutorials a week.
That is
like, it would
nuts.
Be crazy. Like,
and on top of running a brand.
On top of all of it, and a relationship and the dogs and traveling and everything. So, you know, when I cut back, pop culture and times kind of changed and people wanted less uploads and it was really great. But I don't know, my spark is kind of tarnished. I still enjoy things and I love videos, but I don't know. I'm in a really weird funk.
I gotta be honest. As we get older, it gets harder to want to deal with all of the bullshit that is the entertainment industry. Mm-hmm. And because it is such a cutthroat industry that you really have to be passionate. So I think taking a little bit of time off or breathing for a second to get fully re-inspired,
yeah,
whether that be to come back to YouTube to make silly videos or IGTV, it's just like.
But I wish that I could articulate that in a way where people would just get it quickly. Mm-hmm. Instead of like, oh, you just came back to sell something, or you're this and you're that, and, blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, oh, wow, like it was aggressive.
It's such a demanding job because it literally is like there is no barrier between work and your life. Mm-hmm. And you share so much of yourself on such a regular basis and spend so much time editing, doing your makeup for it, getting the outfits that you're going to use, getting the products that you're going to review, that it's like, that's a big commitment.
It is. I love YouTube. I think it's amazing, but I think overall things have just kind of changed overall. Like, just it's just different.
Yeah.
So I think for smaller announcements and certain things, just like, oh, like my cool Halloween party, bam, like I love Instagram for that moment, but now they're updating it and kind of making it worse.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like all these apps and social media things, they're like, I call it, they're MySpacing themselves. Mm-hmm. They get bought by corporations.
Yeah.
The initial dream gets tarnished because everyone's money hungry. Like, why do I need a shopping tab? Like, what? Like, it's just like, oh my God, especially right now, well, the world's falling apart. Let's shop. And da-da-da-da. Like, I know I sell things for a living.
I was going to say, you're not going to jump on utilizing that. Like, I don't know. I haven't looked into how it works.
I just see Instagram as something different, not just to shop and just spend more money. And just like, I don't know. I just thought it was going to be a little more different. So it's just too aggressive.
Right.
Recording.
Oh my fuck.
If you guys honestly wanted to produce, sorry.
One take three. One take three, coming, Mark.
If you wanted to do some crazy performance art and like straight up fake deaths and come back, I think that'd be some hot business.
Work. Okay.
And you guys, you have the practical makeup effects community on lock.
What, for me to do like a morgue shoot? I think a lot of people would love to see me in a casket. It would look stunning, but
make it sick.
Where do you believe you're going afterwards?
Oh, to fucking hell. Oh my God. What? How would you even ask that?
You're so silly, Ryland.
He's so sweet.
You are so endearing. You thought God was going to open up his Louis Vuitton gates and say, come on down, Baggett. Come on down. No, I already bought real estate. I have 10,000 acres in hell. Yeah.
So at least you'll be catered to in hell. You'll be on the top floor of hell.
Yeah, honestly, Satan's my maid. And I'm keeping the lights on. The gas bill is very expensive, though. Oh, my God.
So hot down there.
Baby. But after this, I would love to be a cosmetics mogul forever. I would love to be a retired author on my rants, just getting, you know, gangbanged every Sunday after church. And yeah, I don't know. I've been really getting into other endeavors as well. Like, I just love real estate. Like, mm-hmm. Maybe I'm going to be next flipping houses.
Ooh,
I love investing and seeing the turnaround. Like, it's like change. It's just like part of my DNA of what I like to do.
Yeah.
Like, let me upgrade you, you know? Whether it's a guy on Instagram or a shitty house that I can turn into diamonds. Like, yeah. I just love transforming.
Polishing turds.
Yes.
All right.
But to really end it, I don't know. Like, my grandma is 103.
Wow.
Right. And so who knows how long I could last. Like,
you're going to be crawling, yeah, making money for another 50, 60
years.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to be like Xavier and X-Men, but like hovering in my pink wheelchair, just sucking.
With hair.
Yeah. Just sucking and fucking, full lace front HD wigs.
Yes.
So there's maybe I'll do a musical comeback. There's just so many things to do.
I love that.
Porn, music.
I am
books.
Waiting on the music comeback. Yeah. I still do listen to the Nicki Minaj collab every once in a while.
Good. Oh my God.
You could hit us with a Christmas bop this year.
Okay.
You better start working. It's like a couple of minutes away.
We have an hour. I'll go do it right after this.
All right. Well, everybody can go. Your holiday stuff.
Yes, Christmas.
Iconic. Oh, you can watch the IGTV over on his Instagram at Jeffree Star to see all of the epic products. We just got them today.
Yeah, the full fantasy.
Yeah. And then Blood Money still. Is it available right now?
Yeah, Blood Money's that girl.
That girl, the packaging was everything. I loved your face on on the tissue papers.
It was so much fun. I wanted to give a full green experience. I think people were waiting for it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you can shop that at JeffreeStarCosmetics.com.
.com.
Follow him on all social media. Thank you so much for taking the time.
It was a pleasure. We have a tiny bit of unfinished business.
Yes.
And it can be contrived. It's fine.
Let's hear it.
But we are in the business of making dreams into things in this shed.
Okay, so come on, make a wish. What do you want?
Hit me with the yes, Miss Mama.
Yes, Miss Mama, let's work.
Thank you.
You've made her dreams come true. All right, you guys, thank you so much for watching and supporting our show. Wait, we'll see you next Wednesday. What? Do you have something else to say?
Do we have to take her to Sephora and shop? Like, or after?
Oh,
no. She just wants to go to your...
Oh, that's
like,
always part of the...
I'll just go through your trash.
That's always part of the wish, though.
Well, no, she would rather just
go through your trash, literally.
Okay, you might find an old YSL wallet or something.
Just put her on your next PR, on your next launch for PR, and that will be... I don't think you could make a person any more happy in their
entire
life.
Do you actually enjoy makeup, or do you hate it?
I fucking love it.
Oh my God. She comes over and steals your PR from our house every time. And without us even knowing, she's like running out of the house.
I'm like,
do you
need this? It's fine. Like when you dropped Orgy, I was sending him videos and I was like, show me when you get the PR kit. Never mind. It's fine. I already saw the release. I'll take this, and that.
And then steals it without even.
This is a full Jeffree face right now.
Oh my God. I love it.
She was stressed out all day about what she was going to glam and wear for you.
Yes.
Had to impress Jeffree Star.
I curled my hair for you.
If Rylan gives me your address, we'll throw you on the PR list. Because the next launch is so good.
I'm dying.
And when is that
no
coming?
Pressure. I'll still love you.
January. Yeah.
All right, you guys. Thank you so much for watching and supporting the show. We'll be back next Wednesday. Jeffree, thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you, guys.
Bye. We got to do our cheesy thing.
We got to do this thing.
Let's do it.
All right, 3, 2.
And that's the sip.
How gay, right?
Are you uncomfortable?
There it is.